I'm going to start this now.
Oh, you are?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
All right, we'll wait for David to come in. I'd like to call this special meeting to order. Mayor Pro Tem. Just a minute, we'll probably warm. It's Walewski. Called a special meeting for Monday, June 2nd, 2014 at 4 p.m. at Town Hall for the purpose of discussing the following items. Use of a private parking lot for parking. Authorization to spend $1,893.75 from the committee budget for grant writer expenses for Cam Grant. Official notice of this meeting was mailed to council members on May 30th at 4:30 p.m. Notice of the meeting was posted at Town Hall and on the town's website on May 30th at 4 p.m. Notice was emailed to Sunshine List. And I would like to call this meeting to order. All right.
Okay. We have the...
Excuse me. We're not going to excuse Steve from this meeting. So his vote will count as an affirmative. And he is in favor of the meeting. Favor of the parking lot. And David is supposed to call in. So whenever he calls in, we'll pick it up.
Even though Steve wrote in and asked to be excused?
He did not ask to be excused.
He said he couldn't be here because he was on his job, right?
Right, but he wanted his input to be heard, read into record, and I have a text from him saying he is in favor.
Did you not get the email?
Okay.
Also?
And I also have one to David that he's in favor.
Okay.
Okay. Private lot for parking. We have the opportunity to use the private lot, Curry Beach Motel property, next to the Quick Mart down there on K Avenue, for free parking for people downtown or guests or anyone else, I guess, who would like to use it. We were in contact with the owners of the property. We have agreed to, if the council agrees, the town has agreed to put forward $2,000 worth of rent, and the merchants have agreed to put together, they put forward, in fact, we do have the checks from them already, $5,500 to cover the remaining expenses. We will also spend as a town approximately $1,300 for wood, rope, just getting the lot basically ready to add 54 positions of parking. Now, as we looked at the, we did lay out the parking lot as per the drawing in the back of the handout with a few minor changes. I did discuss those with Sonny. Sonny is waiting for us before he gets started. As I looked at the ad hoc, as I looked at the folks who look at parking and traffic on an ad hoc basis, it was determined that we would have the ingress and the egress to this lot on 3rd Street, so there would be no turning out onto K Avenue into the traffic light traffic.
On Fort Fisher.
There would also be no entrance from Fort Fisher. You would have to go down to J Avenue, up to 3rd, and back in, or you'd have to come right off K onto 3rd to go in. That will keep things moving smoothly around the light. We had a, so the terms of the agreement also that were written up in discussions between myself and Curry Beach Motel LLC with support of Andy are essentially that we will pay $7,500 for the use of this lot for the period May 30th to May 30th. There was concern that if the property is sold and we are asked to vacate, we would have to vacate that property. Now, what we did relative to that was we said we would make four payments of $1,875 over the next 4 months in case in the middle of the season for some reason.
Dave. Hey, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. All right. You with us?
Got to hang it up.
Got to hang it up.
Mm. Are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. David, we were going through, there's a few folks here. I was just going through the terms.
Okay, I don't want to slow you guys down. Sorry, I was a couple minutes late.
That's okay. No, no problem. If, however, they terminate because of the sale of the business, they would provide us up to $1,500 of the money we use to prepare the lot. So the merchants understand that this could be a temporary arrangement, but they still thought it was an excellent idea and would be quite helpful to the downtown, particularly with all the events that we have going on. We would hold him harmless for our negligence, and we would take care of the lot. If we had any rutting of the lot or anything like that from wheels, we certainly would fill it in with some stone. But we'll use rope, we'll use wooden 6x6s, we'll make four payments of $1,875, most of the money coming from the merchants. And hopefully, if everybody agrees, we can ask Mayor Lambeth to sign that document once he reads it. And get it to Lance and get started, so maybe we can have parking for the weekend.
All right.
Anybody have any questions?
Okay, this one thing I've seen in here, where you have the rope off 6x6 and you call for a roping off the pedestrian walkway, we still have to rope off by the house.
Yes.
From Third all the way out to his driveway. And in his driveway, we have to leave it open for him to use it. And we have to put some kind of a sign in there saying that that is just for the people of that house, because if not, people will be pulling into that driveway. So that has to be added to whatever you have here. I didn't realize that.
Okay. We certainly, I was going to say, Sonny has the document with all of that stuff indicated, I believe. Yeah, the driveway. And the rope off.
Yeah.
Yes. So he has this, and then we'll just make sure it gets done appropriately.
We'll put a sign right there at the corner, Tony.
Yeah.
That says private.
Private driveway right there.
And then just rope off, because they will park next to this guy's house.
Yeah, well, it says rope off house and driveway.
See it there, Tony?
I must have missed
that. You must have.
It's on the page I gave you. Copy I gave you when you came in the door.
Okay,
in your handwriting.
He's looking at the lease.
I'm looking at the lease that right you, what you drew up here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. It doesn't need to be in that document. We were just
as
telling.
As long as they do it, it's fine.
Yes.
We don't want to upset that poor neighbor.
It is in the drawing.
Okay.
Has some very good oysters there.
Yeah, I have that.
All right, you want to take a vote? Or is there any discussion? David, you want to say anything?
No, I think it's a great job by Craig. It's good that the business owners are working with it. I'm not clear if can I vote or not. Can we ever figure that out? If I'm on the phone.
Nancy, can he vote?
I can't vote.
Can he vote?
He said, as a phone call in, can he vote as a call?
Oh, you know his voice, don't you?
Yes.
You know that's him? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, well, then he can vote.
All right. He said, you may vote. We recognize your voice.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Any questions from people out there?
All right. All in favor?
Well, hang on. I think David was going to ask a question.
You want to say something, David?
Yeah, I just said that
okay.
I will vote.
Okay. All right. In favor, signify by saying aye.
I need a motion and a second.
Motion.
I make a motion that we accept, how do you want it worded?
The private
that
parking
we
lot.
Accept
the private parking lease, proposal.
Lease with the, and the lease?
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the private parking proposal and the lease with
Curry Beach Motel.
Whoever it's with.
Okay, Craig, you second?
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. There you go. You heard David's out? All right. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Should we make a motion on the funding?
We have another one. What?
Oh, do we need to make a motion about the funding?
Yeah, Arlen, do we need to make a motion on the funding?
What I'm going to do, I'll set up something that will come out of the admin and finance budget.
Okay.
Later this week, we'll talk about the impact that this has on next year's budget. I have a place where we can take care of it for this fiscal year, so the first page.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. And now we need to talk about authorization of the $1,893.
Yep.
Okay.
$1,893 is the, I believe, the cost of the grant preparation for the CAMA grant. Tony, can you talk a little bit about that? What you do with that?
I met with Diane and we did all the legwork. Our committee did all the legwork for preparing the grant. This is just the start of the grant, and she brings it to Kristenberg to see if they're going to be approved either for one lot or two lots, E or I. They don't know yet. And then when that goes in, if they say go ahead with it, then it will come back, and then we'll finalize it. We have to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, and be exactly. Right now, we gave ballpark figures and this and that. So if we get the grant to go ahead, then we have to finalize it to the exact penny with drawings and stuff. Whatever they, in addition to whatever we put in, they might want some more stuff. Okay. But other than that, we're on the go, and I think they said June 28th, we should hear something back, whether we could go ahead if we get the grant or not.
Okay. Arlen, you're going to take the money out of the... Is
out of the committee.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
There's still over $4,600.
Okay. Do I have a motion to authorize the spending of $1,893.75 for a CAMA grant?
From the committee.
I make the motion.
Do I have a second?
I second.
David, did you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Can you specify that it's from the committee budget? That's the purpose of bringing
that's, it to you. Yeah, the committee budget.
Do we need to vote to amend that?
Just, you can go ahead and...
Mr. Attorney?
Because has the vote been taken yet? The vote hasn't been
yes.
taken. The vote was taken?
No, it was seconded.
Second.
Second.
Yeah, we're in discussion.
Yeah,
I'm going
to change it. Just change it.
All right, Emily, change your motion.
Okay. I make the motion with the money coming from the committee budget. Add that to the end of it.
I second that.
Okay. We have a new motion. David, did you hear it?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
There you go. All right. Thanks, David.
I have a question, Nancy. Oh, go ahead, David.
Email the consensus on me having public information thing, so I'll
notice
it.
Okay.
Can you
just
send
that email
when
you get a chance?
I can't.
He wants you to email him whether he can the confirmation on whether it's okay for him to do a phone in vote on this.
All right.
We still have 3 days, so we'll follow up on that. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And sorry, I appreciate the nicety of letting me be on the phone far away from this week.
Very good.
Thanks for taking time during your busy day. I know you're busy, David. Thank you.
Oh, no. That's part of the duty with you guys. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Okay. Thanks.
Can you clarify which calendar year budget that money came out of?
Which
month?
We have passed our other budget, so it has to come out.
So
it's
not going to occur this year that we're in right then ends June 30th, so it's just current fiscal year.
This year.
Nancy,
you're free next year.
May I ask a question? on the lease agreement, it talks about the motel being the grantor and we being the grantee. Why doesn't it have it as owner and leasee? Because this sounds like it should be one of Diana's contracts. Why would we have grantor and grantee?
I
mean, we're not doing
it's
a grant.
Semantics.
Because we were kind of confused up here if this was the grant thing or if this was the owner thing.
It can be owner, renter, it can be lessor, lessee, it can be, you know, grantor, grantee. They're all the same.
Somebody said you
have I've just never seen anybody. Okay,
so it's
fine. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But.
I don't care. You know, do whatever you want.
Could we change it to owner and leasee? Because somebody outside reads this, they're going to think this is for grant.
I'm worried about the outside. I'm just worried about the town and the parties. The outside doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it even sounds like the grantor is granting us the money. So that's why, you know. So. If the majority would like to leave it as it is, we have consensus on that.
I'm okay with what the attorney has written.
Mike will be around to do what, Nancy?
If you want to change it, I'll have to type it up real quick.
So. Oh, okay. I'm fine.
Well, we'll just leave it like it is. Yeah. In the future, could we have owner and leasee for anything we rent?
Well, no, I hope this is the only time we're doing this. Okay. Anything else come for this council?
You might need additional signs.
Ah, good point, Tommy.
You know, the P signs that we have all over town. I tried to get a price today. I couldn't get a price. Greg and myself were talking.
Didn't you take a parking sign down?
We took two. We used those two.
Okay, can't you use those?
Yes, yeah. But we might need five in the sense. If that's if you want five.
If the restaurants and the business owners are paying for it, I think that's all the advertising we need. They'll let their customers know that there's parking available.
Two signs that will reuse. Okay.
So we do need the one about private parking on them.
Yeah, it'll be the P signs with an arrow on Third. So people, when they come down, and you can put one at the lot entrance with an arrow there. But if somebody was coming from the south, coming north, they won't know. It is what it is.
When they see the cars there, they'll find it if they want a place to park. They'll find it if they want a place to park. Anything else come before this council? Do I have a motion to adjourn? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make the motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you all for coming on short notice.
Hello?
It's
no, this is Town Hall. Would you like the water and sewer department? Hold on just a second. How about I switch it over to water and sewer?
It's just that much fun. What's yours? 221?
Hold on just a second. I'm new with this.